The abundance of Venezuelan oil helps to make gasoline in that country the cheapest in the world. It's 17 cents a gallon. Americans paid $2.23 a gallon on average. While Venezuela's gas prices may sound good, there's a big cost involved. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Caracas.
It's mid-afternoon, just before rush hour, and Nestor Espinal's taxi is stuck in traffic again.
It's horrible, horrible. All day, there's too much traffic. Before, it was only in the morning, midday, and afternoon. Now it's all day long.
All over Caracas, shiny new SUVs, smoke-wheezing buses, trucks, and some of the oldest clunkers in Latin America, gas-guzzling eight-cylinder wrecks jam the streets. What you have is a mess that's turned the roadways into perennial parking lots. Flush with record-high oil revenues, Venezuela is a gas buyer's dream. You can fill up a 20-gallon tank with about $3.50, less than a bottle of imported spring water. An attendant at a Texaco station checks under the hood of Mauricio Scatolini's Chevy Century. Scatolini admits it's a car not known for its fuel economy. He fills his tank. It comes to a couple of dollars.
It's good on one hand, bad on the other. Good because you spend less money. Bad because the government has to subsidize the gasoline it sells at that price.
Few Venezuelans, though, could conceive of it being any other way. Certainly not Chavez's government. It spends handsomely on social programs and would find raising gasoline prices a non-starter ahead of upcoming presidential elections. The opposition candidate, Manuel Rosales, seems surprised that I would even ask him if he would consider raising prices.
It has to be. Venezuela is a country rich in oil, and it would be a great injustice for us to sell gasoline expensively to the people.
If the subsidized gasoline were sold at market prices, it would bring in billions. But Venezuelans recall all too well the last time gasoline prices were dramatically hiked, in 1989. The poor, hit hardest by fuel hikes, rose up. They looted shops and burned cars. Hundreds died. It was the first major uprising against market reforms in Latin America, and it helped propel a little-known army officer, Hugo Chavez, into politics. After briefly considering raising prices, the Chavez government has opted to continue billion-dollar subsidies. A few critics say the giveaway price contributes to pollution and generates more traffic. Venezuelans are buying cars at a record pace now as investments because of all the oil revenues trickling into people's pockets. On a recent day, Luis Aponte was inside Super Auto. Some cars here, Hummers and BMWs, go for well over $100,000.
The gasoline here is a gift. I won't deny it. That's why you see cars with eight cylinders, SUVs, and trucks.
Michael Penfold is an economist in Caracas. He said that Venezuela would be better off spending its gasoline subsidies to promote mass transit.
It's almost $10 billion a year, where you have cheap gasoline, where you have price controls for parking lots, and where people don't pay for their parking spaces in the streets.
Jesus Vivas, a cabbie, is grateful for the cheap gas. He spends less than $4 to fill the tank of his 26-year-old jalopy.
A liter gives me 3 or 4 kilometers, depending on the traffic. And if there's no traffic, it's better because the gasoline lasts even longer.
Not that Vivas worries about the cost. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Caracas, Venezuela.